for listening to Drive Radio, sponsored by the member shops of Colorado Select Auto Care Centers on KLZ 560.
Drive Radio is a presentation of Colorado Select Auto Care Centers. The independently owned and operated shops of Colorado Select hold each other accountable for the highest standards of technical expertise, honesty, and professionalism. They all understand that choosing a mechanic is risky business. So Colorado Select was created by this exclusive group of like-minded professionals who are dedicated to raising the level of consumer confidence in Colorado's auto repair industry. Schedule your next oil change at any of the Colorado Select Auto Care Centers heard on Drive Radio, and you'll immediately see the difference. For the complete list of all the member shops in the state, visit drive-radio.com.
The weekend is here. More time to reflect on the 2014 elections. Rest up and then get ready to fight. Monday, I'll be gone, but Zach will be here with traffic, weather, and the friendliest talk show phone service in town. Jim Paff has the helm. After 4 years as chief of staff to a truly conservative Congress critter, his take on the results and on what's next for conservatives. Your calls make the show go, so please wake up with Randy Corcoran, 5 to 8 a.m. Monday on KLZ 560.
Field Guide to the Gross Emitter. A gross emitter is a car that spews out offensive, nauseating exhaust smoke at a high rate, also known as a junker, rattle trap, rust bucket, heap. A single gross emitter can pollute 100 times more than a new car. Why go through all the inconvenience of selling or trading in your gross emitter? After all, that old car will just continue to grossly emit. It's so much easier for you to simply donate your polluting clunker to the nonprofit Clear the Air Foundation. Your unpleasant, odoriferous hunk of junk will be crushed and recycled, so its acrid exhaust will never again darken our skies or our lungs. That way, we can all breathe a bit easier. To learn how to make gross emitters an endangered species, visit ClearTheAirFoundation.org. You may qualify for a tax deduction as well. That's ClearTheAirFoundation.org, an initiative of the Colorado Automobile Dealers Association, aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
KLZ AM 560, KLZ HD Denver,
and online streaming at KLZ560radio.com.
This is KLZ 560, freedom, liberty, truth.
The 82nd Airborne Division, All American Chorus, will now pay homage to the United States of America with this rendition of the Star Spangled Banner.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly
KLZ 560.
Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. We want to thank you so much for joining us. Say hello to my partner, Red Merrill.
Hey, Scott. Good to be here today.
It is good to be here. We also have Kevin Flesch in studio. Kevin, how are you?
I'm great, Scott.
We are all going to be at the Friends of the NRA banquet this evening up in Longmont. Hopefully, you're planning to be there. If you want to go to that event, let me give you a number here to a gentleman, Brad Dreyer, D-R-E-I-E-R. And Brad Dreyer is the director of this event. And I am trying to find his number here. I'll scroll and find it for you. It's 720-232-7601. If you would like to get tickets, you can't get them online anymore, and hopefully they got some more space available. He is the NRA Colorado field rep, and again, that's Brad Dreyer, and we're thankful they invited us to come up this evening, so we're going to be at that event and looking forward to that. Be sure and check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com, and you'll find couple of things there I want to mention before we get to our first guest today, but we have the Bragging Gallery. You can send us your photos, and we would love to post them on there. And also, we have an Ask the Expert segment. If you send us a question through our website and we use that question on air, we'll get you a $25 gift card, and we have several options for that, from Cabela's to the Outdoorsman Attic to the Reloading Zone and now to even Rampart Firearms. We will get you hooked up there. So send us any question. If there's a topic you want to hear about on the show, we would love to know that as well. You can email us. Any of our first names, at Sportsman of Colorado, Scott, Kevin, or Red. So send us an email, and we'll get you fixed up. Well, let's go to the phones and our very first guest today. Let's go to Tim Brass. Tim is with Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. Tim, how are you, bud?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good, man. Good to catch up with you again. It's been a while since you've been on, and got Red here and Kevin, so you may hear a few different voices asking you questions. But let's talk about, you know, since the last time you were on, I'm sure a lot's gone on with your organization. But let's start at the beginning and tell us a little bit about your organization and what you guys are all about.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm with Colorado Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, and we are a sportsman conservation organization. And our focus, you know, as the name suggests, is really on that backcountry kind of public land, serving as a voice for sportsmen that, you know, that really value that freedom and that sense of challenge and reward of hunting and fishing the backcountry.
No, that's great. And, you know, we had a banquet last year, and I had something pop up, you might say. I had an eye infection pop up, and I couldn't make it. But Red came over to your banquet, and boy, he said, you know, you had a great turnout for that. Are you guys going to be doing another one this year?
We are, yeah. Well, so the banquet that you're mentioning is our national rendezvous, and we host our national rendezvous once a year. And this year it'll be out in Spokane, Washington, actually.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, good deal.
Yeah, that was a fantastic event. It was a neat...
you went there. Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
I did.
Right.
So Red and I...
Yeah, you and Red went.
Yep,
yeah.
And I got waylaid in something as the evening went on as well and left
after
dinner. But was able to see all the exhibitors and a whole bunch of people from all over the western states. It was great to see.
Yeah, Tim, I was there. This is Red. I was there for all of it. I was the faithful one. I stuck it through.
Nice. Well, glad you made it out. It was definitely it was our biggest one so far, and you know, we're hoping to keep building on the success. So
right.
So one of the things that you you know, we talked with you before the show, and some of the things that are going on with what you guys are doing and advocating for, there's issues coming up with the sale or transfer of public lands, and can you talk a little bit about that and how you guys are involved in advocating either for or against what's going on with that process?
Yeah, you bet. So there's this kind of growing movement that's kind of growing. It's growing throughout the West, really. It's primarily a Western issue where, you know, a lot of folks are honestly a little bit fed up with the way that some of the federal lands are managed. And I think we all see some room for improvement there. But, you know, as this suggested solution is, you know, there's two different camps out there. One is to transfer those lands, whether that be Forest Service lands, BLM lands, or National Park Service lands, to the state. And so the state would manage them, and the idea there is that the decisions would be made more locally. you know, at the same time, there's some of the same folks have included just a straight sell-off of public lands within, you know, within congressional budgets and things of that sort. So it's something that, you know, as a sportsman organization that represents that public land sportsman, it's something that we're definitely concerned with and, yeah, working hard to just raise awareness that this is going on.
All right. Tim, why should sportsmen care about this event?
Yeah, so, you know, if you look at the stats, the vast majority of sportsmen in Colorado and many of the western states really depend on that public access and public land to hunt and fish. And so, you know, you look at state trust lands, which is what, you know, as this transfer is being proposed as, and, you know, you can't hunt 80% of those trust lands. They are not open to the public. And so if this transfer were to go forward, the loss of hunting and fishing access would just be enormous.
So each state would be able to dictate, you know, what they wanted to do with those lands if it got transferred to the states rather than the federal government managing it as a whole.
Yep, that's right. That's right. And, you know, there's definitely some good that could come of that. But, you know, you look at the track record with state trust land in particular, and many of the states have sold off more than, you know, over half. I think Colorado is close to half of their acreage that they originally had. And it's, you know, just issue of managing, the cost of managing those lands it's a lot. Yeah, that's the gist of it.
And with regard to those trust lands, Colorado, for example, so give us, for those folks that aren't aware of the sale of those lands, who is the state selling those lands to? Can you give us some examples of where those lands are now being held?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the state trust lands are at times just auctioned off. So they go up, they'll go up for sale, and to anybody. It can be a private individual, large landowner, or family farmer.
Sure.
But I think, so that's kind of how it works.
And with that transfer, then there's no, so my background is in law as well. When they transfer that land, there isn't anything tying that land for, let's say, public use or any sort of way that the state then can manage that. It just goes to a private citizen and they can do whatever they want with the land. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah. Wow. That's the way the state trust lands currently work.
Our guest is Tim Brass with Colorado Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. Go to their website, backcountryhunters.org. You can find out some more information. They always have a lot of great insight there if you want to kind of get up to speed on some of this. Now, let's talk about how folks can get involved if they want to, how they can join you guys.
Yeah, definitely. So we have a few things going on. You know, we're really just trying to make sure that folks kind of know what's happening. And so along those lines, we are releasing a report here in the next week or so. So if you watch our website for that or our Facebook page, you know, it'll be coming out here soon. And basically the report, it just kind of outlines exactly, you know, what's being proposed, what the transfer would mean to sportsmen.
Right.
So that'd be one way. I think another one is we have a sportsman's pledge up on our website, which again is www.backcountryhunters.org. The sportsman pledge is basically just a way to show, you know, show a level of commitment to our decision makers among sportsmen that, hey, we pledge, we want to keep these public lands public.
Right.
So that's a couple of quick, easy ways to get involved.
Okay. Are there specific things going on in our state right now that we need to be aware of or know about?
Yeah, so the last couple of years there has been legislation proposed within the state to transfer the lands, the federal lands. And so there's a very good chance that will surface again once the legislature convenes.
Right.
Yeah, Tim, if this transfer to the state did take place, how would the state pay for, you know, raising money and having money to pay for managing all this stuff?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's actually, you know, it's actually one that there's not a really good answer for. I think that's one of the things that's really been lacking with this with this push, there hasn't been a lot of good answers as far as how we would afford to pay for the management of, say, you know, road maintenance to fire prevention. You know, it's a big cost, and right now, you know, that cost is being shared by all Americans, as these are American public lands.
All right, let me ask you this. This is a theoretical question, but if the state gave a pledge and maybe even wrote it into some kind of law that the that if they acquired these public lands that they would keep it open to the public, would y'all be in favor of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'd want to see a few more details, and especially along the lines of the cost, right? I think if we had there some reasonable assurance that they could actually be paid for, I don't know. It could be considered, but I think it's important to reiterate that these are, you know, these lands are owned by all Americans and not just Colorado, the state of Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I agree with that. But you know, anytime you got to manage the lands or something, then there has to be either a fee or a tax that's put into effect. And of course, we are against all of that. And I'm against it for the federal government. The thing about it is, if the federal government transferred it to the state, the federal government's not going to quit taxing us for it.
No.
And then the state government would be taxing us for it. And so I'm in favor of them just shutting up and sitting down and leaving us alone and leave this land public.
That's been a good week for you, Red.
We try to get Red to open up, Tim.
Did I put that clear enough?
Yeah, and I think, I mean, along those lines, like for the, you know, there's currently the state trust lands right now in the state of Colorado. 20% of those are open to hunting and fishing. And for that access, we pay out of our license, our hunting and fishing fees. And so, you know, if that model were to be used on for all this public land, we'd be paying quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Are there any other issues in Colorado that you guys are focusing on right now?
You know, this is really our main one. Okay. And we're definitely keeping our eye on a number of big things that are kind of coming down the pipe, such as the sage grouse. And we're working on public access, trying to get as much public access funding as we can through things like the Land and Water Conservation Fund.
Okay. Well, great, Tim. And I'll be in touch with you this week. One of our other hosts, John Rush, asked me about maybe you coming on his show this week and kind of talking about some of the things. So, John, or I'll be in touch with you this week and get you lined up for a weekday interview.
Great. I'd love to.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Scott. Tim Brass with Colorado Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. Check out their website, backcountryhunters.org. So thanks a lot, Tim. We appreciate it. We got to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to a couple of young ladies, Donnell Johnson, Lisa Thompson, respectively. They are pro staffers with Cabela's and with Bass Pro, and they are out east, I believe, this morning. Did a little pheasant hunting, so we're going to catch up with them in just a few minutes. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the zone, the Reloading Zone. From handguns to ARs, the Reloading Zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading Zone has a few openings this month. Call now, 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the zone. The Reloading Zone.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of Haystack Help.com.
Lynn Lau Chevrolet is family-owned and operated for 37 years, and our commitment to the community is the best selection, highest trading values, and the best financing. How do we do it? Low overhead. And low overhead means low prices. Lynn Lau Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLauChevy.com.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
The Dana Show, tonight at 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Wally, along with my partner Red Merrill. Kevin Flesh is in studio with us as well. Our lines are open. If you have any questions or comments, 303-477-5600. Let's go right to the phones and get to Donnell Johnson. How was the hunting this morning?
We shot some pheasants this morning. It's a little slow, but we've shot a few roosters.
Well, that's cool. Now, where are you exactly?
We're in the field.
You're in the field. Okay. Oh, it's a secret place.
You're not going to tell us your favorite hunting spot.
Yeah. When I mean exactly, I didn't mean exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
We're northeast of Denver.
Northeast of Denver. All right, that's close. All right.
We're out on field.
All right. Good deal.
So you're not hunting on
public land.
Public land or
yeah,
or,
they're
or
walking,
a hunt club.
They're walking. It's walk-in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So it is public land.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, but it's roosters only. When you said you're just shooting roosters, because when Scott and I go hunting, we shoot hens, roosters. It don't matter.
Whatever flies out of the back of the pickup, they'll shoot. Yeah.
If it flies, it dies.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Well, man, there's a lot to talk about. So, first of all, let's go back a couple of months. And again, Lisa Thompson, Donnell Johnson are with us. Let's talk about the hunts that you guys have had. I know Lisa got a beautiful bull during muzzle loading. So tell us a little bit about that.
I had 8 preference points, and I drew in a special draw here in Colorado. We have some great units here in Colorado. And I drew down south, up No-Tell'em Creek, of course, I have to tell you that. And Donnell went on the hunt with me, and we had an awesome hunt. We got some bulls bugling and got right in the middle of the herd, not realizing it, and followed them for about an hour and a half. And we called in every satellite bull he had, and we couldn't get a view of him. And finally his cows came out in the open, and he came and got them. And I had a muzzle loader, and he ran out to grab his cows, and I decided that was the bull I wanted, and so I shot, and he went down, and part of it was Donnell stayed about 60, 80 yards behind me and kept cow calling and keeping him interested. So because of that, I had everything to do with not spooking him and whatnot. So I got a great 6-point bull.
Wow, and that had to be cool to be right in the middle of a herd.
Yeah, I've been in front of herds, around herds, and by them, but I have never been in the middle of a herd like that. We didn't know we were in the middle of the herd until we were trying to creep up and get closer to this bull that was bugling. And Donnell can tell you, but, oh, my gosh, calves were coming. There were spikes and calves and cows. It was crazy. They were all around us. It was really neat.
Wow.
One of the coolest hunts I've ever had.
I actually got in a cow fight with another cow. I'd do an estrus call. She would estrus call. I would estrus call. I've never had that happen ever. That was the first time experience for me.
Well, you know, that's a tremendously exciting experience that I know for me, it makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. And you get a dump of adrenaline, and man, you're all excited. And it's one of the truly great experiences of hunting. And sounds like y'all had the full extent of it.
Part of it was just a lot of patience, too, because, like she said, we kept calling in the satellites. There were 3 other satellite bulls before we got to the herd bull. But just being patient and holding up every time the next bull would come in, we'd have to wait for him to kind of become disinterested and leave us. And so it was an hour and a half, and it was amazing to me.
The coolest thing about the whole hunt, though, is that we got to sleep in that morning because I was so tired. We were so tired from the night before, and we didn't even get up on the mountain until 1:30. And right when we got to the top, we decided to throw out an estrus cow call, and we got a bugle right away. Right 1:30 in the afternoon, hotter than, you know, really hot out, and him and his satellite bulls bugled. We didn't even know they were there. We were so surprised to hear something.
I bet. Now, let's talk a little. You guys are involved in a lot of things. You do talks, you know, with Cabela's and Bass Pro, and you do a lot of events and things like that. But let's talk a little bit about the hunt data and the maps that you guys do.
We use an app called PDF Maps, and then we have our maps that work with that. What's nice about it is it runs off satellite. So anytime we teach a class and we say, well, you load, you know, your unit map, you have the land use, which shows you public and private land there. You can load the elk concentrations, mule deer concentrations, antelope. And out here on the Eastern Plains, we even have pheasant maps, turkey maps, goose maps, whitetail concentrations as well. So what's nice about that is it doesn't matter when you go in and out of cell service, which most of the time you're hunting, you're out of cell service. So what's nice about that is it just runs off the same. I got to meet the owner of PDF Maps last week, and I just commended him again. I said, what a great app. We just made our system, but right. It runs off satellites. And so many guys will say, yeah, but my cell phone doesn't work. And I say, okay, it runs off satellites. I let them think about it for a minute. Because you're so used to putting your phone away when you're out of cell service, and it's a great tool because you turn your tracking on. Even with Lisa, we dropped a pin where we parked our four-wheeler. We hiked about 800 vertical feet up. It took us about an hour because it was, you know, steep. And then we dropped the pin where she shot it, and I embedded a photo. And so it's just really awesome because then we came out of there with as much meat as we could take, but then we went back up and got the next load when her husband came in to help us.
Wow, that's awesome.
And so the mapping helps you out in the northeastern part of Colorado today as well.
Yeah, it's helping me out here in the northeast.
Well, I think what I want to say about that is when we teach those classes, I think that what's important is we're doing what we teach. And what I mean by that is we tell people when they go out, just talk to the locals and go to the local diner and stop and have hunter and see how everyone's doing, and that's exactly why we're here today here in the Eastern Plains. We met two great men last week. Donnell was out here antelope hunting, and I was out here deer hunting, and we ran into two guys named Dick and Daryl and just befriended them, and they're out here helping us today and helping us get into some pheasants today just by talking to the locals and just getting to know them. So that's exactly what we teach in classes.
Red, that never happens to us when we go eat breakfast. Two guys want to help us go kill something. I think they have an advantage. You need to start wearing a dress, Red. Okay.
Now let's back off just a little bit here. Hey, Lisa, I wanted to ask you, do you have to be a techno geek to be able to use all this map stuff?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, Donnell and I both are a little bit, but it's pretty user-friendly, and speaking of that, just today I have a friend out here I'm hunting with. His name is Kerry, and he writes apps, and I was out there hunting while we were walking a field and asked him if he would even write an app for us. So we're trying to work on making it easier, but I don't think it is, Red, but you'll have to tell me when you use it and stuff. So
it's basically three steps. You go to the App Store, you download PDF Maps, which you can do that right now. It's a free app. Then the second step is you put in a thumb drive. We sell it in a 32-gig thumb drive, and you load that out to the cloud, or you do it through iTunes if you have an iPhone. And then the third step is you open up the app, and you say add, and you add it from your Dropbox or you add it from iTunes. So if you're using a Droid, it works on your Droids as well. It also works on your Garmins, too. So there's three steps, and if you'll just take – I always tell guys, you don't wait till the night before. You load it at least the weekend before. I don't think it's that hard to use. I was at Cabela's yesterday, and I had a young man come up, and I said, go outside, because the cell service was bad. I said, go outside and load PDF Maps, and he did. And then I emailed him the map he hunts in, and he came back in. He already had it loaded, and I said, so obviously the younger you are, the better, easier it is.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So, Red, you just find a 13-year-old to help you.
Yeah, my daughter can probably work it out for me.
Well, Red, we don't expect you to know it either. When you get the software, it tells there's directions in there, and then if you go to our website, there's tutorials, we literally show you how to do it, showing you through a tutorial. So we don't expect people just to know it. We have everything, you know. There's written directions and
sure,
video on how to do that. And Donnell and I—that's all we use out in the field. I mean, the maps and the technology and knowing where you're at and how far you've walked and tracking and all that, it has all that, just like the Garmin, which we load to Garmin. And go ahead.
Actually,
I was going to say I met a great young man, well, a couple weeks ago during first season. His name's Tim, but he has a company called Taggable. And he set me up a website there that manages. And so if you go to huntdata.taggable.com, we have all of our tutorial videos out there on YouTube. So it just walks you through loading the maps. And so that's a kudos to Tim and his company. It's a great company he has that helps you organize your YouTube videos. But, yeah, and we are giving one away today. Did you know that, Scott?
I did.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I got to act like I know what I'm doing here. Okay. No, I did not. You want to give one away?
I would love to. It's a $100 software. If you go over to Cabela's or Bass Pro, you're going to drop about $100 to pick it up. So it's got 2,800 maps on it. Like I said, it has a topo. It has a land use. It has a topo with the elk concentrations overlaid, antelope concentrations, mule deer, whitetail, turkey, pheasant, goose. So whatever caller you want to do here, I don't care, Scott.
Let's do caller number three. 303-477-5600. If you would like this, this is a great value and a true value of, what, $100, you say?
It's a $100 value, yeah.
$100 value. So we'll take the third caller to 303-477-5600. Now, wrapping up here, we talked a little bit yesterday when we were talking, Donnell, about hunter etiquette. Let's take a minute and talk about that.
I think in the world we live in today, there's controversy around hunting. And the thing I would love to see more of, like Lisa said, we came out here and met Dick and Daryl, and they're brand-new friends to us, but we're out here pheasant hunting together, and we're having a great time with some friends that have all come out with us. But I had an opposite experience during, was it second season? Lisa and I went into some state trust lands, and we first parking lot we went to, there was a couple cars. We go to the last parking lot, and there was only one car, and we thought, okay, we geared up, get ready to go into the field, and this truck comes flying in, these 200s roll out, and they get on the trail. It's this one single trail going in. It's a 3-mile hike back in there, and they just get in the trail in front of us, and the whole time they just kept turning over, looking their shoulder at us like, we're in front of you. And I just, it was so irritating to me because, to me, we're out here together and, you can strategize and work together, but they were just so thrilled that they got on the trail ahead of us. And I just think there's an etiquette, and I think there's so much lost when that's the way to hunt is. Like the hunt we have today, we're tailgating it and having lunch together and having a lot of fun with friends because it's not all about, harvesting something. It's about the friendships you make in the journey. And so I just think there's something lost when it's so competitive. It's all about just harvesting something. I was just irritated because those 200s, like every, couple of minutes, they turn around, look over their shoulder at us and keep trying to walk faster. And I'm like, stop it.
Yeah. Lisa, and you guys hang on 1 second. We've got phones are blowing up here. I want to talk to our winner real quick. Who do we have, Matt? Perry Smith. Perry, how are you?
Good. How are you?
All right, bud. We're going to hook you up. You'll never get lost again in your life, okay? So, no, we're going to hook you up with this. And so you give Matt your information, and I'll call you right after the show, and I'll figure out how to get this to you, okay?
And we want to have reports back as to how the product
Matt,
works. And
Matt, where are
you from? You bet. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Where you been hunting yourself there a little bit?
I do. I'm actually going up to Montana in a couple of weeks to do a little hunting.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah.
All right. Well,
I'm really excited, man. Thank you.
No problem. I'll call you after the show, and I'll get this to you the first of the week.
Sounds good.
All right, bud. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you guys for doing that, for giving that away. We appreciate that. Now, where can they find it in retail stores, Cabela's and Bass Pro?
Cabela's, Bass Pro, Gander Mountain, or they can go to huntdata.com.
Or huntdata.com, okay.
We do, on our website, we do have specials when they do the printed maps. They're normally $29.95, and they're because we also print the maps as well for every unit. So it's a waterproof with the UV ink. And so if they buy the first one, it's $29.95. If they get two, it starts dropping in price. It's $39.95. If they get three, it's $49.95. So
okay, great.
So if they're going to buy multiple maps, it's better to go through the website. You get the discounts. But
okay, good deal. Now, are you guys going to be doing the ISC show again this year?
Yeah, we'll be actually more towards the front with High Plains Sportsman this year. So we'll be more towards the front door this year.
Okay, great. And we'll be there. Yeah. We're going to be doing live shows there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So be sure and hook up and get you guys on for that. And then next time, if you guys will stop hunting for one Saturday and you want to come in studio again, we'd love to have you.
We tried really hard, but then Dick and Daryl told us that they could hook us up for pheasants.
Yeah,
so
tell,
like,
Dick and Daryl. He need, tell Dick and Daryl he needs to take Scott Redd and Kevin. All right, yeah.
So seriously, though, you said you shot a few birds. How do the bird populations look out on the northeastern part of Colorado?
Actually, it's the best in 2 years because they've had a drought out here, so it's been pretty
right.
slow. But, you know, it's not bad. It's just the weather's so nice. We need a little bit of snow so they hold up on us, but they're running out there in front of us. So the birds are here.
Awesome.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, thank you, guys. I'll let you go, and we'll stay in touch. And I'll get with you guys a little bit later, and we'll get our – winner
yeah,
his
just
map.
Let me know. Yeah, we'll hook him up.
All right.
Thanks,
thank
lot,
you,
Cap.
Guys. All right. Great to talk
Bye-bye.
To you.
Thanks, Scott. Bye-bye. Uh-huh. Bye-bye, Red.
All right. Thank you all.
That's Lisa Thompson, Donnell Johnson. HuntData.com is the website if you want to check this out. If you want to purchase this through our show, I will get Twister Arms to sell us a few at $79. How's that? Hope I don't get in trouble for that. We'll do three at that, okay? So if you want to get involved in that and check it out, go to huntdata.com. You can find more information. And then shoot me an email or give us a call here, and we will get you hooked up. And that's just Scott at Sportsman of Colorado. And that segment was brought to you by the Outdoorsman Attic. Go by 3435 South Broadway in Englewood. I believe they're open till 4 o'clock today. Normally open till 5 during the week from 10 to 5. This is an outdoor gear consignment store, and it includes camping, fishing, hunting, firearms, licenses they sell, bait, and more. Now, it's right on Broadway, so if you just swing around the back, there's plenty of parking in the rear of the store. But Patty and Bill are great supporters of our show, and we appreciate them so much. But this is a fun store. You never know what you're going to find there, and really, really tremendous value. So don't pay retail. Go find you some good bargains there, and if you've got some outdoor gear or just camping gear, anything like that that you want to sell, you take it there, and Patty and Bill can give you all the particulars of how all that works. But it's a very fair deal and a great way to sell some product there. So we got to take a short break. We're late. You're listening to Sportsman Colorado. We'll be right back.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. Or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
Hi, I'm Trevin Stoltzvus with Outback Outdoors. I want to invite you to come check out the most advanced line of hunting bows and accessories at No Limits Archery today. They have everything you need to be successful on your hunt this season, including Hoyt's 2014 lineup, the Hoyt Carbon Spider, the most technologically advanced bow on the market. The Factor, Hoyt's premier 30-inch lightweight hunting bow, the Hoyt Charger, and the Hoyt Ignite, two loaded bows that won't break your wallet. Also, don't miss out on their full line of high-end Hoyt accessories, everything you need to outfit your bow. Stop in today to check out the latest deals at No Limits Archery. You won't be disappointed. That's No Limits Archery, 303-270-0185. That's 303-270-0185, and that's NoLimitArchery.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley with Sportsman of Colorado. Let me tell you about a great family-owned gun store in Sedalia, Rampart Firearms. Buy, sell, trade, and they even offer consignment. A great supply of ammo and gunsmith services are available, open 7 days a week. They offer a 4% tax rate, $20 transfers, and special ordering is available. And they're also a Class 3 dealer. Rampart Firearms, you'll find a friendly, knowledgeable staff, selection, service, and savings. Tell them you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros, weekdays at 10 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Wiley. We have Kevin Flesh in studio, my partner Red Merrill. Let me tell you about Kiowa Creek. You just heard an ad there, but let me tell you a little bit more about what they've got going on this month. First of all, you got to be a member, be out there to really take advantage of some of the specials they have. They do have non-member specials, which I'll tell you about in just a second, but it's $275 for an annual membership. That is a very good value. But if you mention the show, you can save $50 off of that, so $2.25. If you mention Sportsman of Colorado, all you have to do is give them a call, and I'll get the number here in just a second for you, 303-644-4527, 303-644-4527. Located just right out off E-470 there in Quincy, about 15 miles down there, right, Red?
And, out east.
Go yep. The speed limit. I have gotten a ticket on that road before.
Yeah, yes, you have,
out there. Yeah,
yeah,
Kevin's like, yes, you
others.
Have, yeah. And so, yeah, go to the speed limit out there. But, again, this is a great place. And, you know, it's great to go out and, like we were just talking with Lisa and Donnell, and, you know, they're out.
Northeast Colorado.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is a great place because you can go out there, you can do a morning hunt from 8 to 11. You can do an afternoon hunt 1 to 4, and terrific guides. All of them, they got super dogs. You know, the guy we hunt with has got his own dogs, and of course, they have club dogs that are very, very good. But here's a special if you're a member: $135 for each hunter gets you 4 pheasant and 2 chuckers, a guide, and a dog. You got to have 3 guys in your group to get this. If you just want 2, you got to pay the $135 for the third because that's how they're able to offer this value. So you got to have at least 3 hunters. You do have to have your hunter safety. If that applies to you and your age, you do have to have your hunter safety to hunt at Kiowa Creek. And that's for members, $135. Non-member, $170 will get you a guide and a dog and your choice of 5 pheasant or 7 chuckers or 10 quail. Same rules apply, at least 3 hunters in the group, and you also must have your hunter safety. Now, the $50 off of the membership is for new members only, okay? So, and they've got an archery range out there, a terrific sporting clay range. Red, why don't you talk a little bit about their sporting clay range?
Well, their sporting clay range is so challenging that even though I'm probably one of the finest shotgun shooters in the world, I really have a whole...
In your own mind.
Yeah, in my own mind. I have a lot of trouble busting all the clays on that, and some of them are extremely challenging, and you need to go often to really be able to get the course down. It is a professionally designed course, 22, 23 different stations, something like that. It is super.
Now, you also get, with that membership, 100 targets, 100 sporting clays. And you also get member rates for sporting clays, hunting upland birds, and the use of the archery range, dog training privileges on the property, dove hunting privileges in season, a reduced price lesson with our on-site shooting instructor for first-time members only, and a complimentary session with our on-site dog trainer for first-time members. So save yourself $50. Get out there and check it out. We love going out there. We're going to go Saturday with a couple of guys from our church, and we'll be out there Saturday. I think it's going to be like -3 on Saturday.
It's supposed to be a little cold.
A little bit.
You know, Scott, the great thing about going out to Kiowa Creek, and we were just talking to Lisa and Donnell, and they're out somewhere in the Northeast hunting on walk-in public land. And if they're lucky, they said they were getting a few roosters. If they're lucky, they can kill 3 each.
Right.
And that's the limit out there. And roosters, and you know, when I jokingly said Scott and I shoot whatever gets up, roosters and hens, and we're talking about doing that out at Kiowa Creek. But in that 3 hours' time, Scott and I generally put about 10 birds apiece out. And if you're like us where the thrill is the kill, I don't go out there for the
walking around
and you know, and
scenery
and the scenery. We go out there to kill some birds.
Yeah.
Well, in 3 hours, you know, you can kill 10 pheasant. Scott and I have never killed less than 80% of the birds that we put out, and many, many times. Because there are some lousy hunters out there before us, we love to hunt after those kind of guys. Then they had some leftover birds, and we generally kill more than the birds that we put out. It's a tremendous time. And so that's what we love about going to Kiowa Creek.
Absolutely.
The thrill is the kill.
Absolutely. The other thing with Kiowa Creek is it does have a nice clubhouse.
Oh, they do.
Have
a nice beautiful clubhouse. Yeah.
So afterward, you can definitely have a meal normally and take it easy and talk about all those kills that Red made.
Yeah.
And before you head on back, the 20 minutes back to the back to town.
Right? It is so convenient. Let's go to the phones. Brad Haddix is with us with A Lasting Memory Taxidermy. Brad, what's going on out there? You having any luck?
You know, it's pretty. The wind picked up quite a bit early this afternoon, so hopefully you can hear me good enough on the phone.
Yeah, sure, we can hear you great.
Okay, good.
Now, are you hunting for cow or bull or deer? What are you?
I'm actually hunting for deer.
Okay.
Yep. And we saw one nice 4x4 this morning. He was bedded down and about 400 or 500 yards away. And by the time we seen him and started putting a game plan together, he decided to kind of get up and move up into the timber a little bit. So,
What area are you hunting in?
We're hunting unit 38.
Okay.
So that's just right in the front range outside of Golden.
Oh, okay. Good deal.
Yep.
Good
deal. Hey, you know, Brad, I understand that Scott brought a buck in the other day for you.
Yeah, he brought one in, I believe it was on Monday.
Uh-huh. You don't get many little spike bucks in there like that, do you?
Oh, well, every once in a while, you know, somebody's first deer that they shoot, you know, we'll get those in here and there.
No, that wasn't a bad buck, was it, Brad?
No, it was a good buck. It was a good average Colorado buck for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
So how are you seeing it pick up a little bit? Because, man, starting out, all the reports we were getting, things were slow with the weather being so warm and all that. Are you starting to see a little pick up in your business?
No, it is slow. Slow all the way around. I was actually considering taking the day off work yesterday and going out hunting, but I was like, you know what, I just don't want to miss that one person that calls because it's been so slow.
Right.
So I decided to stay at the shop and work, and worked late last night so I could get out today and enjoy my last 2 days of the hunt. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah. You know, I was over at Steve's Meat Market after I left you the other day dropping my spike buck off. No, I'm kidding. No. It was a nice buck. I read it. But,
there's a good 4 point.
But there was a guy there that had left the hide on an elk he had shot 2 days previous. And when they were hanging it up, they were started to take the hide off there, and they started smelling the meat, and it was all wasted. All of that.
Man.
So
already spoiled.
You know, already spoiled in 2 days because the hide was left on.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, you know, the last couple of shows that I've been on, you know, I said it's very important to get that off the animal right away. You can't keep that hide on because what the hide does is it insulates the meat.
Yeah.
And if you got heat there, you know, it's going to keep that heat in. So you got to get that skin off that animal and get that cooled down. As long as it's off that meat, I mean, it'll stay for 2 days. Even in this warmer weather, you need to keep it in the shade. But you don't want to leave it that long because there's always that possibility of, you know, slipping and happening.
As I mentioned, Brad's with A Lasting Memory Taxidermy and just great jobs. I mean, I've been over and seen some of the work he's done, and it has been really, really nice work. And Brad's number is 303-944-5003. That's 303-944-5003. Any other tips? I know we've hit some, but, man, I think just hammering some of the things that you've done over the last few shows and where, you know, guys really understand what they need to do out in the field.
Right, right. Yeah, so how did you like my skinning job that I did for you?
Man, it was awesome. Well, you're a surgeon. Man, it would have taken me a week to do what you do, you know. But you know, I think it'd be almost sometime we ought to put together some class over at your place where we, you know, guys can come over and you can kind of go through some of that instruction. Because now watching you do it, I feel comfortable that I could come close, you know.
Yeah, once somebody sees, I mean, it's hard to understand it over the radio.
Right.
By talking. I mean, it's, you know, a hands-on thing and, you know, kind of firsthand and just see what he does and I can talk you through it and kind of explain because, you know, when I was showing you that hair pattern on the back of the leg, I mean, that was very distinct, you know, what I was talking about.
Exactly.
You know, so other tips, realistically, you know, with this warm weather, it's just important to get it off. Make sure you leave enough cape. Give me extra cape. I can always cut cape away. I can't add to it. And as long as you don't cut anything off of the hide, I can pretty much stitch it back together.
Right. Now, when out we were doing the breastbone there and sawing up in there, you know, you said, you looked at me like, I told you not to go that high. But, you know, when you got to reach up in there, and I'm not trying to be gross, but, hey, we're all hunters if you're listening to this show. If not, probably need to listen to another show. But anyway, you reach up in there and you grab the juggler and you got to cut that. How can you do that with when you can't really see what you're doing? You just got to reach up there in both hands and go get it, huh?
Yeah, I reach up there with one hand, you know, hold on to that windpipe, and then, you know, you got to be real careful, obviously. You don't want to cut your finger off while you're trying to get that windpipe and, you know, just get up in there, cut that out. And, you know, realistically, most people aren't lucky to hunt close enough to town where they can drag their whole deer out and load in the back of the truck and take it to their taxidermist, like some guy called Scott.
Yeah. It just happens to be somewhere for 15 minutes and sees a nice buck to shoot.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, most of the time people are going to be quartering it, and you don't even have to gut the animal out. You know, you just quarter it, and you can get those inner loins out by going through the backside of those ribs and, you know, reaching in there without, you know, having to gut it.
Right.
So.
And that is a great way, especially.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just saying there's ways to do it without having to gut it, so you wouldn't have to get up in there. Then you don't get all bloody. You just basically skinning it, and then you pull the quarters off and get your back straps and, you know, your tenderloins. So.
Well, you know, one of the keys, is, of course, when I'm gutting my own deer or skinning my own deer, you got to have a sharp knife.
Yeah, because I was watching Brad the other day when he's over, man, he has his lowest knife, and he's just doing it so well because everything was sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's very important because, I mean, it seems like if you got a dull knife, it's hard to cut through an animal's skin or an animal's meat, but as soon as you slip and you hit yourself, it seems to cut right through you. I don't know why that is, but in the shop all the time, so they're skinning, and you know, a dull knife won't cut through the skin, and I slip and I slice my finger wide open. It's like, why does that work on a human, but on the animal I'm working on, you know?
Yeah. Well, you sound like you must be kin to me. I mean, if there's any way to knock the hide off myself or cut myself, I'll find it. It just seems to come at me.
Yeah.
Now, also, we got waterfowl going on, so guys are going to be getting maybe, you know, ducks, geese, all that. Again, we talked about this before, but just go over some tips if somebody's thinking about getting a, you know, goose mounted and there's duck.
Yeah, just with the waterfowl, you just want to, you know, get it in the refrigerator or frozen right away. Tuck the head under the wing if you're going to keep it in your freezer for a while. And then once you tuck the head under the wing, throw it in a garbage bag. Some people say that tucking in a nylon stocking, that's not necessary. The process that we put these birds through after we skin it and turn the wings inside out and everything, you're not going to damage it any more than I'm going to, you know, be messing with it in my shop. The feathers are pretty darn durable. I mean, really the only way they get damaged is from pellets from the shot. So, you know, don't worry about putting in a pantyhose. You can just put in a bag and throw it in the freezer or refrigerator. Do not gut it. You're just going to have to sacrifice that meat on that animal. And, you know, thank goodness it's just a bird because they're not very big, so you're not wasting that much meat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, and the problem with putting it in pantyhose is Scott's got to take his britches off to get to them. You know?
Right? Now, see, usually I'm quicker. Right. I usually get that on red. Yeah.
I'm learning.
Well, Brad, we appreciate it. A Lasting Memory Taxidermy, 303-944-5003, conveniently located right over off Hamden, kind of in the Englewood area. And, again, great work. You don't want to go through all the expense that you've done, get a nice animal, then have a bad job on the taxidermy end. And I've seen his work, totally endorse him, and, you know, and a good guy. So, Brad, we appreciate it and appreciate your support for us, and we'll do all we can to help you as well, my friend.
All right. Thanks a lot, Scott. Red, take care of yourself, and I'm going to get back out here scouting these mountains.
All right. Go shoot something.
Yeah, go shoot something.
All right. I got a little goal, and I got to try to get one bigger than you, Scott.
Okay, so, man.
Take it easy, guys.
All right, bud. Brad Haddix, A Lasting Memory Taxidermy. Well, we've got a couple more minutes here. Let's go to the phones. Our good friend Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Dan, how are you, bud?
I'm good today. How are you?
I'm good, man. You guys selling some cars out there?
We are. We're selling cars. We started Black Friday a little early this year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we have all the incentives from now until the end of the year, and they're really good. So, I mean, big things like $5,000 off a cruise and $10,000 off a 14 Silverado. So we got some good stuff going on.
Yeah.
You better hurry because the weather's going to turn.
Man, yeah. No doubt.
Looks like this week.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So, Dan, I was just in your shop a week or so ago because I have this hail damage to my GMC Yukon, and you guys were nice enough to take it in and give me a quote and talk to me about all the things that need to be done on it. So I really appreciate that. And why don't you talk a little bit about sort of, it sounds like you guys are busy with the shop with all this hail damage that's out there and making sure people get to reputable shops to get this stuff done.
Well, and that's true. You know, unfortunately, there was so much hail out there. I'm sorry we couldn't get you in quicker, but...
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, the car still drives.
So. Yep.
But, and it's important to know that, you know, when the insurance company bids that hail job, you know, and they give you a check, it's usually for about maybe 2/3 of the true damage. So, you know, if your cars don't think you're getting a check and, hey, I got a check and don't fix the hail damage because that could end up costing you, you know, on the value of the car. So, you know, I'd recommend you get it fixed if you have a nice car that's worth some money. You know, if it's an old junker, it's a whole different ballgame. But, and get it done right, get it at a reputable shop, get it done with, manufacturer parts, you know, because a lot of these things like the rails and things we have to replace because they're all beat up. And, we're happy to take them all in. We'll schedule it and get it done as quick as done right as quick as possible.
And, Dan, you know, I want to always let people know sometimes, you know, they think of just a dealer and they think, okay, all he's got is Chevy, which, I mean, I'm a Chevy guy. We're at Red's a Chevy guy. We're all Chevy in our Silverados. But if they may be looking for a car, different things like that, and maybe something kind of less expensive. And I always tell people, you know, to give you a call because your buying power is huge. And you've got a lot of connections out there. So talk a minute about that and how you're able to help people.
I do. Especially in the used category. I mean, I trade for lots of, you know, off-brand stuff. I mean, I think I have more Dodges on my used car lot than I have Chevys. And I got some Fords. You know, I mean, I got everything. I got a couple of Lexuses. I got a Porsche. I mean, I got everything. So, and if I don't have it and, you know, got a little bit of time, I'll certainly, I do have some unbelievable resources to go find stuff all around the country, you know. And, that are clean and Carfax and checked out and it's no scams. And, you know, there's a lot of scams out there. I'd urge your listeners to be careful of Craigslist, you know, out of state or whatever.
No, I'm telling you.
Scams.
Absolutely. Well, if you want to make a car buying experience fun again, check out Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And I'm telling you, I love taking friends there. I love purchasing there. And just a great dealership. Of course, they have full service. Also, the great body shop. If you get by there, stop and see Dan. Tell him you heard about him on the show, and I promise you he'll hook you up. So, Dan, we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right.
Thanks, Dan.
Dan Johnson. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, 303-344-3100, located at 14500 East Colfax. Our time is up, guys. Thanks.
It's good to see you again, Scott.
We look forward to our banquet here tonight with the friends of the NRA. And we'll look forward to next week. So thank you for joining us. For my partner, Red Merrill, and for Kevin Flesh, my name is Scott Whatley. Have a great rest of your day.
KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
Tom Tancredo has joined Grassroots Radio Colorado, Mondays at 5 with Chris Cook on KLZ 560.
This is Kim Evans with Lawford Solutions. Join me and Scott Watley every Saturday from 4 to 4:30 p.m. for information pertaining to seniors and their families on Seniors on the Move Radio, KLZ 560.
It's football season, so why do liberals hate football? I'm John Rush, host of Rush to Reason. Football is the antidote to affirmative action in that it rewards players solely on the basis of merit, and merit is a concept liberals deplore. Join me as we discuss this fun but important topic on the next Rush to Reason, Monday at 2 p.m.
KLZ AM 560, KLZ HD Denver.
Listen live at KLZ560radio.com.
KLZ 560, a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
The financial opinions and advice expressed on the following program are those of the host and guests. They do not necessarily represent the views of this station, Crawford Broadcasting Company, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Jervis DeChico is registered with and offers securities through Kovac Securities, member FINRA SIPC, and offers advisory services through Kovac Advisors. The Spectrum Planning Group is not affiliated with Kovac Securities or Kovac Advisors.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Wealth Map. I am your host, Jervis DeChico, and we have a great show lined up for you this afternoon. Thank you so much for making The Wealth Map, helping you navigate to your financial goals, a part of your weekend. Like I said, today's show is really exciting. I'm going to be sharing with you how to invest like a billionaire. I get questions all the time on what it is that we're doing, what strategies we're using for our clients. And as I talk on the show about not being able to see the future, I occasionally get the question from listeners, well then, why should I work with you? If you can't see the future, if you can't